All right, Joe and Mike back again, buildassetsonline.com, how to make $5,000 a month drop shipping. That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. And of course, Mike, in our usual fashion, we've broken it down to a few simple steps. And we're going to go through what these steps are and how you can go off the rails. And I think we're going to go off the rails a little bit in terms of showing some examples that when we were at a very earlier stage in our online business journey, we're going to show how things were for us and the mistakes we made and the same mistakes we see people making now who are just getting started.
Right. So how quickly can you get to $5,000 a month profit drop shipping? That's the question. And of course, everybody wants a direct answer. Oh, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But in reality, it's never that simple. And yeah, so I made this illustration here, just a quick flow chart on what should happen versus what actually happens, right? So in the green is the direct path. If you're starting from nothing, you know, you're here. And then you have to make a conscious decision to start dropshipping. And of course, as you go through, all the things in red are different pitfalls people fall victim to. And so this is the difference between getting to your first 5K profit in a month, which we've seen our students do, versus people that never get there. Because each time you fall into one of these red buckets, what happens? You have to potentially go start again, or you fall into a bad mental hole and you wind up just never taking action again from that position. So, I mean, it all starts from when you actually decide to start dropshipping, right? That takes motivation. There needs to be some reason you want to make that change.
It does. And I cannot tell you how many people will say they want to start dropshipping. There was a guy I met at Jiu-Jitsu like maybe probably over a year ago at this point. He was like, he just sold his brick and mortar business. He didn't sell it for like a great amount of money. And he's like, yeah, whoa, that sounds pretty cool. So I gave him the course for free. He was like, I'm into it. Decided he wanted to start. Got to a certain point. Procrastinated. Yeah, bro, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Yeah, bro, I got busy with this. And now he's back into wage cuck land.
It's actually funny you brought that up because it's extremely true. The amount of people we've given access to our course that are like friends and family, or, you know, just someone we know, we're not going to charge them for it, and that they never do it, it's astounding. Because if they truly understood what they had access to and just what they were capable of producing, they would probably take it more seriously. But number one, maybe because it was put onto them without having that true motivation, it's just not something they wind up pursuing. Like, there has to be that real, real desire to get there. And so even with our cousin, like if people go back and watch that interview, we talked about how we basically put him through a gauntlet of doing other online businesses before we showed him how to do dropshipping in order for him to prove that he was actually serious.
Yeah.
Because we knew if we could tell him it and then he could just screw off and never do it. So he had to actually prove he was ready and he had the determination to go forward with it.
Long live howtobuildchess.com.
Yes.
He made a like some sort of workout lead gen or affiliate website, How to Build Chest. And he tried so hard. I mean, he commended him for the effort. But once we saw his effort on that, we knew he was ready for an actually good business model.
Yeah. How much effort are you going to put in when failure is nearly guaranteed is really the true show of how likely you are to succeed when you actually get to doing something that has a high chance of success.
Yeah.
So once you even decide to start dropshipping, maybe you decide, yeah, you're going to do it and you fall into the procrastination bucket and you may never get out. But maybe in best case, it takes you a couple months to get out. So you finally emerge and now you're going to pick a niche and you pick a niche and you say, all right, I'm going to do bookcases. So you say, now what? Now the resistance starts building because you know, okay, you've picked it in your head, all the fun, the checklist and everything you can find online for free. The fun has worn off. Now you have to advance and start working and creating a website.
Yeah.
So people, they can get in their head, say, oh, maybe bookcases isn't it. Maybe I should just do another checklist. Maybe I should still think about my choice.
Yeah.
Or maybe you pick a bad niche and this can come back and haunt you later.
Yeah. People do love staying in the ideation phase. That's for sure.
Yeah. Cause it's more fun. It's more, there's that empty dopamine hit of the BS you do before you actually have to like turn on your ads, start spending money and, you know, have actual customers come into your door.
Yeah. I mean, at this pick niche point, you haven't even called suppliers yet, theoretically. So you still have a good amount of things to do in front of you. And so to procrastinate doing those things, you could go with either of these options. Maybe you actually did pick a bad niche, or maybe you're just simply thinking that you picked a bad one and you're just spending all your time spinning your wheels and not moving on to the next step.
Right. So even you may pick a bad niche and you may move on to the next step. But once we get into these later steps, that may, again, increase the amount of time it takes to get to 5K profit. So you pick a niche, you get to the create a website step.
And like, I just want to say, I can't stress how important enough it is to not fall into these traps. It's very critical that you have a good coach and team behind you that has done this before, which is why I suggest you go to buildassetsonline.com/enroll to see if you're a good fit for our program. But enough of that. Anyway, creating the website.
So now you create the website. And, you know, I could have added another thing in here that you get stuck on some stupid design element and you fall into that trap. But I basically just funneled the failure bucket into your website is terrible.
Yeah, and this does happen. I would say that when we have students join us and they have their website set up, and we've even had people say, oh, you know, I already have my website set up, so why do I need to join your course? Because, you know, I'm only going to start at these later modules where you're talking about ads. I already created my website. But half the time that, I mean, I would say 90% of the time that this happens, there are so many glaring errors in their website, in their niche, in their angle, in the way they've set things up, that it's almost like back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I mean, how much effort does Amazon put into changing their website constantly? Wayfair, all these big companies, the idea that you could just have a website and it's up and it's like perfect, it doesn't make sense because even the best of the best are always working on how to make their website better.
Listen, our sites aren't perfect by any means, but we have the templates and we guide people to say, this is the 80-20 of what you need to do every single time.
Right. And the amount of iterations even we've gone through over the last 7 years on our website, we've changed things up multiple times in order to get to having the best website possible, seeing, you know, what other big websites do that can help us get more sales and implementing that.
And we just give it to people. Poof. There you go. Seven years of my life. Take it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe you create a website and you call suppliers, whatever, and you get to the point where you're ready to run ads. And now what happens? You turn the ads on. Are you at 5K profit immediately? Probably not.
Well, it can depend how bad you botched up the steps before this. Like I said, if you've picked a bad niche, made a bad website, you know, it's just not going to work downstream. You're going to be wasting and losing money. And we've seen people get to this stage on their own and then come to us and wonder why things aren't working. And most of the time, I mean, yeah, it is the ads, but a lot of time we got to take a few steps back.
Well, of course, yeah, you're so close to the 5K profit, but your ads are a big piece, but it's not the entire piece, right? Because if your website is terrible, you're running ads. If you could have a sale that can make you $1,000, $2,000, but you don't have the right elements on your page, so the customer contacts you, and maybe they just have one question before they go through and they finish the checkout, but they never get to ask you the question because your website is terrible. They don't know how to contact you. They're not incentivized to contact you. They're not incentivized to purchase with you versus somebody else. That customer never buys with you. You never get that $2,000. Or,
Usually, Mike, though, I want to say this is that a lot of times what it comes down to is a bunch of little things. It's like the death by a thousand cuts situation. Maybe there's, and they're all such easy things to fix usually, but they're not obvious to the newbie. They don't just stand out to you if you're just getting started. So it especially with a complex platform like Google Ads, especially when you're going and setting up your website on Shopify and you're clicking around and you've you just found the editor and you're just trying to, do so many like little things that you lose sight of the forest from the trees or whatever it is.
I mean, the amount of people I speak with that lose money because they don't even know how to navigate the ads account is way higher than you'd think.
Oh, I think it's high.
Yeah, it's very, very high. But like you said, it's death by a thousand paper cuts. Because yeah, maybe your website is bad, or maybe your website is decent, but the suppliers you've picked are poor. Or the way you've constructed the angle of your site is poor. So you don't have a good supplier that has a good margin, and you're not developing authority in your niche. So all these little elements that you think you're past, you didn't get past them. And in fact, they're holding you back from getting that 5K. Versus if you decide to start, you take action quickly, you pick a niche that is destined to succeed, and then you create a website that has all the correct on-page elements, and you run ads the right way, you're putting yourself on the quickest path to get to that 5K.
Yeah, and all you need is it's the mindset of some of the people that we've interacted with, people that email us, wanting to get into our program. A lot of times their mindset is they're going to just figure it all out on their own. And it usually doesn't happen because the truth is that we didn't figure it out all on our own. Because if you go back to 2014 when we got started making money online, we've probably spent over $100,000 in courses
Yeah.
that got us to where we are today. And I also want to say this. I know that there's a lot of talk on YouTube about, or whatever, on anywhere. Like, oh, you sell a course, like selling courses is not good. Everything's available for free. I am a huge proponent of selling courses because we bought so many courses and I know how powerful they could be. And I don't like to, I defend the concept because all the courses that we've bought and implemented were just a million times more powerful than like my master's degree college education. And I mean that totally sincerely. Buying random courses online from random people, I've learned and made way more money than college.
Yeah. And speaking of 2014, Joe, why don't we get into an example of a time that we thought we were doing something right, but basically we fell into this trap. This is one of our first attempts at making money online. I think you were already doing the arbitrage thing. Kind of where we were in the journey at this point. But we're gonna have a live look at one of our failures from our early days. So our execution wasn't there. We probably didn't have the correct motivation to do this method we're going to talk about. And I don't know if we have like paid for a course on this, or if it was like super cheap, or if it was free, or what it was.
I think it was honestly like a $29 course or something. And if I remember correctly, so this is the there was a program called FP Traffic, And the idea is you basically use it as a Facebook fan page scheduler to create like a fan page. And so what happens is that this, and this is, I believe, the fan page of the guy who made FP Traffic. He made the program and he made this fan page as an example. And I looked at this recently. This is like 8 years later. And it's amazing to see that this fan page is still running. And it's just stuff about Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he monetizes it by linking to like Amazon, like the episodes where you could buy the episodes. He links to like different, like I think there's like a, he links to like a coloring book, like yeah, he links to like this kind of stuff, like Always Sunny, like yeah, like Danny DeVito pillows. And you know, this stuff gets a lot of exposure. And he also monetizes it with a website, it seems, called Always Sunny, or It's Always. And you know, some of these posts have, it's almost 1 million views on this post from social traffic.
Yeah. And so
yeah, it's pretty astounding, because when we did this, you know, we did we had this information, we had everything he said to do this. And I believe you tried to do like a Breaking Bad quotes or something.
Yeah.
But we didn't have the full understanding of like, okay, what is the long-term vision of this? What are all the different ways we can monetize it? You know, now, yeah. So that's what it comes down to, is we didn't believe in it. We didn't stick with it. And we didn't fully understand like the scope of what it meant to do this.
Yeah, we were not able to execute on it. And if you go back to the graph, I mean, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot We shot ourselves in the foot kind of from the get-go. Like, when we decided to do the business model, we were in the wrong frame of mind. We definitely did not have the proper motivation to see it through all the way to the end. And that was probably because, number one, we didn't have enough skin in the game if we bought it, you know, it's like $29. But at the time, more of our mindset towards online business was like, how do we do these little, almost like quick money hits? Like,
yeah,
I don't know if you call them like exploits. Like, oh, you just make a Facebook fan page, you post some stuff, and then you post like an Amazon affiliate link, and you're just supposed to make money.
Well, I think at the time, our mindset was very geared towards wanting to get a quick win, because when we were doing Kindle at the beginning, it was just like win after win after win, like so easy.
Was this before Kindle?
No. This was like after, or like during.
After Kindle? Okay.
And it was like, this was kind of like, this needed to be like a long-term journey that we embarked on, but I don't think we had the long-term vision of, yeah, I mean, we knew about Amazon affiliate, but you know, we didn't think like, oh, we could send this to a blog, monetize it with ads. Like, I just feel like we didn't really have the full picture of what you could do.
Yeah, we did not have the long-term vision. And therefore, even when it came to creating the Facebook page and, you know, picking that niche and stuff like that, like, we just did it so half-ass that it was bound to fail. Versus this is what happens if we actually stuck with it. This guy's getting almost 1 million views through social media to his website. He's monetizing all sorts of ways. Who knows how much he's making on this? But just to show the point that this is what it looks like when you take it all the way there. And even with Kindle, like, the entire reason that we had success with Kindle was because we had coaching. I could say 1,000% we would have not made close to as much as we made off Kindle, or as quickly as we did if we did not have coaching. Because number one, we had skin in the game to take action. There were specific things inside the coaching that were forcing us to get clear on our motivation and forcing us to hold our own selves accountable to take that action. And because of that, we built up way more momentum. We took way more action, and we were able to get to 5K just through Kindle, like within a couple months, maybe even first 2 months.
Yeah, it allowed us to kind of like not I'm trying to think of a good analogy. Like if I'm trying to swing a baseball bat, I'm really bad at baseball, or like shoot a basketball or something. Like I can't just do it. Like I have to, if I want to do it properly, I need to think about exactly how I'm doing it, where my fingers are touching, how it's rolling. But with online business, if you're doing it without guidance, that's what it's like. Like you really gotta hesitate and think and procrastinate about every step you're doing versus just getting assistance. And then it's more, I don't want to say it's on autopilot, but there's less guesswork and you can actually focus on doing the essential steps than thinking about them. And that's the key.
Yeah, because the guesswork will kill you. If you don't realize, if you don't know where the ship is leaking from, it's like, what do? You have no choice but to abandon ship. Versus if someone's telling you, hey, it's just leaking right here, just patch this up, then you patch it up and you're good to keep moving forward.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
we'll wrap it up. This video is not to say that, Kindle or this other method are like something we recommend. Because we do think high-ticket dropshipping is the best and the easiest way to get to 5K, but also generate an asset and you could sell for six figures. So if you
Yeah.
want coaching potentially on how to do this, how we've created assets through dropshipping that we've sold for six figures, a total of over $1 million in dropshipping sites sold, you can go to buildassetsonline.com/enroll, see if you're a good fit. Anything else to add, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate one more time. Why do we push dropshipping on this channel? Why do we have a dropshipping course? It's because out of all the business models we've done, dropshipping has been the most life-changing one for us. And we see our students, following in our footsteps every day. It's just that simple. There's no just the mechanism of how it works. There's no other business model where the risk is so low. I don't want to say the risk is nothing, but compared to any other business out there, the risk is super low. And the reward is super high. That's just what it comes down to. And I think the reward is going to get even higher as we move into AI land when Google starts giving AI answers in the SERPs and then recommending products from its AI in the search engine results. I mean, I think just the way things are going, my prediction is that this is going to be one of the most future-proofed business models out there.
Yeah. Low risk, high margin. And like you said, Joe, having products that you can sell is the best hedge you can have to deal with AI as it becomes more relevant because AI cannot ship and fulfill a product to you. That it will probably be the most, that'll be the last thing that goes. Yeah. And super sustainable. We've been doing this since 2015, coming up on 10 years, maybe. So that's it. Buildassetsonline.com/enroll. See if you're a good fit for our coaching program. Take it or leave it. But as always, take it easy.